Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. This is 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it, your health and your life. So if you're struggling with something right now and you want to get better, you're at the right place. We want to help you take where you are right now in your current state of health to where you need to be. So many people are struggling today. And I want to encourage you to go to the website. There you'll find all kinds of health information. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, just check out the website. We'll be able to help you along the way. Go to the phones and let's talk with Ruby. Hi, Ruby.
I'm calling. I wanted to know, we just found out my husband has cancer. He has a lump in his neck and it's cancerous. And I would like to know, you know, what he can do to make his body healthier with vitamins and stuff.
When it comes to cancer, I've got, my personal opinions are this. If you got a tumor, if you got a lump, I think conventional treatment is a great way to go, because there are a lot of great things that can go along with that. And of course, if it's a lump, a lot of times it's a good idea to have surgery, get good margins around it. And then, of course, now radiation and any kind of chemotherapy is up to the oncology team and what they suggest. And you really need to go with what they say. Now, with that said, the reason I say this is because a lot of people will say, well, I want to go alternative and, you know, I just want to, like, drink barley greens and, you know, I'm going to juice everything and I'm going to be healed. Well, it doesn't work like that. It's not that easy. Remember that 80% of the body breaks down before we ever get our first symptom. That's a big key statement to understand. So by the time something's broken down, or by the time you can see the tumor, right, it's been growing for a long time. Matter of fact, they say it takes about 10 years for that first tumor to be where you can see it, or it can be detrimental enough to affect your health. So what you want to do is you have to have somebody managing rebuilding the good, healthy cells, working on the nutrition, working on the nutritional deficiencies, whether it's a dietitian or another physician, someone that can manage your overall lifestyle choices, because all the research has told us, even when it comes down to cancer cells, that your lifestyle matters, whether you have a toxic environment, toxic relationships, or what. But having really, really good support around you, having a good environment around you, all of that makes a really big difference, especially when you're dealing with cancer at any level. And so you've got to be able to have something every day that you're doing to fight and help reproduce good, new, healthy cells. In the middle of, if you go the conventional treatment route of killing off all the bad cells. I mean, so there's a dual purpose in what I'm talking about, but it makes a big difference all the way around. 888-283-7272, 888-283-7272. Whatever you're struggling with, we are here to help. Remember, it's all about thriving, and it's all about going to that next level. We want to see you really be able to do that. And so many times people get stuck, and I think they get into a place where they just give up. They're taking 3 or 4 medications. They're not dropping the weight that they want to lose, but they're eating healthy, and they just get stuck. But the reality is you can make a change. All right, so belly fat's a big topic, and we see a lot of scams out there. And I want to talk to you about the basics so you can understand about maybe spot reduction, you know, lose the belly fat, all that sort of thing. Here are some of the pieces to understand. Number one, belly fat is a topic. And there are all kinds of diet pills and marketing strategies that market certain areas of the body. Well, turns out that many researchers and health experts are equally preoccupied with belly fat for different reasons. In the past 30 years, we've learned a tremendous amount about the body's fat stores. Scientists used to see fat as dormant energy reserves, but we know that fat's a very active, metabolically influential tissue, and its health consequences, they say, can vary greatly. So if we focus our attention on the abdominal area, there's two major categories. You got the subcutaneous fat, which is visible. That's the one you can pinch. Then you got the visceral fat. It's also called the intra-abdominal fat, and it lies hidden in around your internal organs. And it turns out these two stores, they behave very differently. The visceral fat appears to be one of the most dangerous types of body fat. This inner fat reservoir releases harmful hormones and inflammatory compounds that cause undesirable metabolic changes, which, of course, can lead into heart disease, type 2 diabetes, dementia, and other conditions. It's also impossible to determine how much visceral fat you have without the aid of high-tech equipment. There's a very simple way to get a rough idea. Generally speaking, the body's visceral fat stores is proportional to the amount of visible belly fat. In other words, if you have a beer belly or an apple-shaped figure or a large waist, you're likely to be carrying a lot of unhealthy fat inside. But if you shed your exterior belly fat, then let's talk about what actually happens. So what happens is when you first start losing weight, you'll automatically lose the bad intra-abdominal fat at the fastest rate. So that's the good news. It comes off pretty quickly. Okay? So knowing that, it's your body's most liquid asset. When your body needs energy, it's the easiest source, so it doesn't matter how you choose to shed the pounds. So whether you're cutting calories or ramping up exercise, hopefully you're doing, you know, both of those, the high-threat visceral fat will be prioritized, and it will knock it out very quickly. So dropping those initial 10 to 20 pounds will typically cause a decrease in blood sugar and insulin levels, blood pressure and cholesterol and other factors. And there's more good news about it. The one study said that if you continue exercising after you lose weight, you won't regain any of the dangerous intra-abdominal fat. And if you gain back a bit of your initial loss, then you should be good to go. So it's interesting. The diet and the belly fat, too. The single most important factor in losing belly fat is maintaining a negative calorie balance. So eating less than you burn on a daily basis by creating an energy deficit, you'll automatically shed abdominal fat in a higher proportion to those types of fat during the first few months of dieting. So it's, you know, calories in, calories out versus exercise. You probably heard certain foods like nuts, olive oil, berries, vinegar, and green tea can help you torch the belly fat, like, of course, other than the processed foods and that sort of thing. There is some scientific evidence to support the claims on some of these. Green tea has some really good benefits on it. And, of course, obese adults who followed a low-calorie diet while placed on replacing all the refined carbohydrates with more whole foods and fruits and vegetables definitely made a better stride within the weight loss. There was a small study also that looked at people that actually ate a lot of the healthy fats. They dropped belly fat, specifically in body fat. And a new study published recently found that participants who gained weight by overeating saturated fats gained more total body fat relative to muscle and more intra-abdominal fat. So the sunflower oils and the polyunsaturated fat actually help people lose the weight versus saturated fats. Really interesting in all the research of where to go next with, of course, the whole fat loss controversy that all the big diet and fitness gurus are touting. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Pregnancy, we know smoking is bad, right? But smoking during pregnancy, though, they're finding it's linked to a lot of behavioral issues in kids. So children with mothers smoke during the pregnancy, they're saying that are increased risk for conduct problems and issues. So following rules and behaving in a socially accepted way. Researchers in England analyzed a lot of the data from three studies in order to assess the effects that really smoking during pregnancy can have on children raised by their natural mothers. And the Journal of Psychiatry actually looked at this and they found that a lot of the findings suggested an association between smoking during pregnancy and child conduct issues. And this was fully explained, or unlikely to be fully explained, they said. But the causal explanation typically is between smoking and what it actually does biochemically to the body. There's in the study that they're trying to locate in through continual studies to find out what those key chemicals are. They don't know what it is yet. They just know that there's a strong link. And one key, which is, I think, vital and really important, I mean, smoking with mothers, not only the birth defect challenges that can happen, but even ongoing. I mean, you know, smoking as the child's an infant at home, the secondhand, third-hand smoke that they're around, even if you go outside and smoke, bring it back in, you're still wearing it. And it really becomes challenging for the kids. And there are a lot of long-term benefit or long-term, issues that arise of it. So parents, it really encourage you, if you have kids, to just hang it up. Hang it up because it's not worth it. Their life is extremely valuable, as you know, if you're a parent. And it's not worth it. Especially if you've got a little baby you're carrying around all the time, you don't need to use smoking. Because that gets in your clothes, proven third-hand smoke and what it does to the kids. And we've got so much of the behavioral side with children with ADHD and attention issues. There's a lot of that going on. And they're still finding to see if it actually is tied to those or not. But I'll find it interesting as time goes on and they put two and two together to figure that out. That will be interesting, to say the least. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to the phones now. We're going to go to Todd. Hi, Todd.
I had a question about career paths. I'm interested in sports, medical, nutritional training on a professional hockey level. I am interested in alternative medicine, herbal healing, alternative diets for high performance for a professional hockey team in my town, which is a Cincinnati Cyclones. And I'm wondering I am interested already and do a lot of weight training, strength training, flexibility training through yoga, weightlifting, Pilates, running, sprints, etc. And just looking for the best advice I could possibly get for someone looking for a career in this realm.
It's a good question. I'll tell you that if you're really looking to be able to teach and be involved with an athletic team, work with nutritional plans and sports training and that sort of thing, two degrees or certifications are really important. One would be a registered dietitian for as far as the nutritional side. They're becoming the dominant force in nutrition as far as the standard of credential. So that would be, of course, you know, 4 years. You really don't know to get, you don't need to go get your MD, which is just years and years of training, just to do that. You could just go get a registered dietitian, which takes about 4 years roughly, a little bit of an internship, and then you'll be good to go. Take, you know, pass the exam and get your license. Now, the other is a Certified Strength Conditioning Specialist. It's the CSCS. And it's really the gold standard of any athletic training or sports training for the athlete, whether it's high school, college, or pro. And the CSCS is world recognized as that standard credential among strength coaches. So what it means is Certified Strength Conditioning Specialist. And really all the strength coaches, they have them. Nowadays, they used to not, but it's pretty much, you're going to find that everywhere you go. And that makes a big difference. It really does. The education to pass that exam is very, very strong. And the knowledge base of what it takes, you'll be right there with, if you're wanting to go into that field, you'll be right there with any of them that are with all the major league baseball teams, football, hockey, and you'll have the same credential. But then there's the years of experience that really no textbook can teach. It's just trial and error and knowing what works, knowing what doesn't, and knowing your players. And, you know, when I was the assistant strength coach at Florida State, knowing a lot of even what there's the science, but then there's the things that you just know work. And there's certain athletes that you know what works best for them and what gets them. You start to learn your players. And you start to learn what makes them tick and their body chemistry and what makes them really thrive and become that elite athlete that they are. So a lot of great tips in that. And I would encourage you to go down these two paths and do some research on it. But those are typically, out of all the different degrees and certifications and all, will probably get you to your goal the fastest. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. We're here for you no matter what you're struggling with. Know that if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's all about lifestyle and the choices that we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. Coming up, we're going to jump in. We've got more questions about your health. And also, we've got some new research you don't want to miss. And our food of the day, one of my favorites, talking about how foods can transform our health. There's so many ways that it can do that. And what we're going to talk about here coming up, it's one of your favorites, I can guarantee you, but you've always thought, oh, I can't eat that because I don't think it's good for me. It's actually a powerful superfood that I'm a big fan that you can actually eat every single day and get great benefits from it. All of that and more of your calls, which I see you waiting there when we come back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus cases in states led by Republicans continue to go down, the White House is accusing some Republican governors of getting in the way of efforts to end the coronavirus pandemic.
Why are these legislators, these Republicans, getting in the way of that, getting in the way of saving lives, getting in the way of us making sure that the economy is working as well?
Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre using those words while speaking to reporters on Tuesday. Florida is one of the states suing the Biden administration administration over their vaccine mandate. According to Johns Hopkins University, the seven-day average of confirmed new coronavirus cases in Florida is 1,506. The Mardi Gras parade is coming back to New Orleans in 2022. City spokesman Bo Tidwell saying they feel comfortable welcoming the world back to Bourbon Street. This is USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
According to the most recent Rasmussen poll, two-thirds of U.S. voters don't believe illegal immigrants have the right to sue the U.S. government, and as for settlement payments for families separated at the border, most think the proper amount is zero. The latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that only 17% of likely U.S. voters think illegal immigrants should be allowed to sue the U.S. government, while 66% say they shouldn't be able to file such lawsuits. 17% are not sure. This, as Congressman Chip Roy of Texas tells Fox News, the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border is continuing, along with a host of other issues.
We're losing care. We got Border Patrol agents that we're bleeding out. About half of our Border Patrol agents may leave. Law enforcement that are not on the job in New York. Firefighters that are missing. Why? Because of an unnecessary virtue signaling mandate from a president who barely even knows where he is in the morning.
Lawsuits are being filed in connection with the deadly stampede at a concert in Houston, and now the FBI is involved. The Bureau is looking into what happened at the Astroworld Festival last Friday when eight people were killed as fans rushed the stage. It happened during a performance by rapper Travis Scott, and the crowd size was estimated to be at least 50,000. Hundreds of concertgoers were hurt in addition to those who were killed. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Whatever you're struggling with, realize that the body can get sick, you can also get well. It's all about thriving and not just barely making it and surviving. This show is all about that. Now, our food of the hour, we always talk about different foods and what they can do to the body. And food either brings health to the body or can take health out of the body. We all know that. And the choices that we make every single day, they matter. Well, certain foods can actually help. And coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk about that. But first, we're going to go to the phones and talk with Tanya. Hi, Tanya.
I'm about 49 years old, so I was just wondering, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes a couple years ago. And I just, like, you know, I lost like 35 pounds. I weigh about 135, and I'm 5'8". So I work out and stuff like that, and I eat healthy and take health food supplements, whole food supplements. So Just wondering what someone can be diabetic when they're at that weight.
Well, diabetes can come along regardless of what someone's weight is. It really can show itself. And if the pancreas get tired and the insulin receptors get worn down, and diabetes can come along pretty quickly. The first you got to figure out what's causing it, and again, figure out what nutritional deficiencies might be in the body that could be some of the root cause of that. And that's really the initial phase of how you figure out what's happening. Now, the other key that you want to look at, too, that is also important in diabetes is, of course, exercise. We know now that exercise plays such a big role in diabetes and the management of it just because of what it does to the insulin levels and the blood sugar levels. So first you always want to look at, I mean, as far as moving forward and what you do, first you want to always get a good game plan together on the eating side. So equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, because the protein, the fats help to balance out the carbs, and you put those all together and it makes a tremendous difference. So the proteins, fats, and carbohydrates together in balance, multiple meals throughout the day, about every 3 to 4 hours. I like doing 6 meals a day. Small meals, because of the volume, especially if you're dealing with any kind of calorie deficit that you put someone on, that's going to make a big difference too. So you have to jump in and get the body to really begin to kind of function at a completely different level. That's first and foremost. Now, the other key with any kind of blood sugar-related issue, there's supplements that can help. Gymnema is really good, and also cinnamon is great at balancing out and supporting blood sugar levels. Vanadyl sulfate is old school. It works for some people, but you have to be careful if you deal with depression because it can kind of trigger that. And then also chromium picolinate. Chromium picolinate is a kind of an old school one too, but it's been around. It's proven all the research. It's great at supporting what we call insulin sensitivity, which is a great way. It helps the receptors to work a little bit better. But those are all very, very good. I mean, when it comes down to it, and make sure they get the fats in. The fats, I think, are one of the best kept secrets of staying healthy, getting enough of your healthy fats in every single day. Even people that are athletes and whatnot tend to shy away from too much fat, but it's the good monounsaturated fats that our bodies work so well off of. And that's really what you have to look at. It just comes down to calories and your macronutrients and getting the right combination. And all that is at our website. You can find all that information there to really help you and kind of, you know, coach you and encourage you through that entire process. But know that your body can do better. Definitely better than what you're dealing with today, that's for sure. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website. And our food of the hour, you're going to love. I mean, you're really going to love it. Did I say you're going to love it? You're going to love it. Dark chocolate. And you think, well, yeah, I've heard it's healthy, but like I eat a couple of squares like every week. Well, guess what? You can eat it more than that. A lot of the benefits of dark chocolate come. European Journal of Nutrition found that eating these antioxidant-rich chocolate, of course, about 70% cocoa or greater, has incredible benefits. Matter of fact, it can increase a lot of the moisture in the skin by about 25%. So you get fewer sunburns. British researchers gave two groups, women, dark chocolate or milk chocolate for 12 weeks. At the end of the study, those with dark chocolate had doubled their protection against UV rays. And basically, the one with milk chocolate had no benefit. Think about that. What the cocoa does, it boosts the blood circulation to the fine capillaries in the top layer of the skin and the vessels that are better equipped to draw oxygen and nutrients that protect the skin against dehydration and burns. Healthier teeth is another reason to be doing the dark chocolate. Usually, the sugar in the chocolate candies will rot your teeth, but cocoa actually protects them. Cocoa bean husk contain antibacterial compounds that inhibit the formation of plaque and biofilms where the cavity-causing bacteria can thrive. In fact, in a new study recently, they found that it can reduce plaque by almost 50%. Interesting. Reduce a lot of the cravings and weight gain, too. Cocoa is rich in fiber and protein, and it's a standardized dark chocolate bar that contains 4 grams to 8 to 9 grams, respectively. Researchers from the Netherlands found that people who smelled 85% dark chocolate reported that their appetite levels dropped in half So just smelling the dark chocolate actually reduced the cravings and overall weight gain. It's pretty amazing. Helps your heart, too. So chocolate's often kind of vilified because it contains cocoa butter, which is high in saturated fat. But it turns out that the other forms of fat, such as coconut oil, cocoa butter, can actually be good for you. About one-third of the fat in cocoa butter with stearic acid actually converts to a healthy monounsaturated fat called oleic acid, which lowers the levels of LDL cholesterol. So you need certain saturated fats. We've always known this. For the omega-3 fatty acids to work better, and this is one of the reasons why. Matter of fact, they've always recommended taking a lot of the butter fat with fish oil because it increases the absorption of it. Matter of fact, cod liver oil works much better with taking some kind of butter oil. Helps to reduce blood pressure. Also helps with the reduction of a lot of the platelets that can stick together. So, sharper focus is another one. The MRIs, of course, studies have shown that chocolate boosts blood circulation to the brain, which can improve the ability to focus. So taking a small amount of cocoa flavonoids for 5 days led to better blood flow to the brain in healthy adults who were performing typical cognitive tasks. Less anxiety, too. So people that deal with a lot of anxiety, so if you take Xanax and you're dealing with any kind of the benzodiazepines, know that the dark chocolate might help. The stress prompts the body to produce cortisol, which is pretty common in everybody, which an added downside of triggering the accumulation of abdominal or visceral fat that builds up around your organs, and then that contributes to depression along with heart disease and stroke. But a 2009 study found that people who ate 40 grams, that's about an ounce, of chocolate every day for 2 weeks, saw decreases in the levels of cortisol in their systems compared to its levels at the start of the study. Another study said that a year later, over the course of 30 days, people who ate cocoa daily had 10% lower levels of anxiety. It's pretty incredible when you think about it. Something that easy. And we're huge fans of dark chocolate. Matter of fact, we recommend it to all of our clients, and we recommend it to anybody. I mean, all my teachings, I teach this. All of our lifestyle providers are big promoters of dark chocolate just because of what it does to the body. Now, boosting your pre-exercise workout levels can be another big one, too. So the dark chocolate can help cut down on the post-workout soreness. Cocoa has these catechins, with the two kinds of antioxidants that increase your muscles' absorption of nutrients that create energy, which can help you really get energized to work out and help you through the workout. In one study, the energizing antioxidants produced about 30% increase in fatigue resistance. So likewise, a lot of the anti-inflammatory compounds you'll find in cocoa help tremendously. The key to reaping all the benefits, though, is the 40 grams a day. I mean, that's the key. So it's about 1 ounce. So don't start hammering, you know, and putting down half of a chocolate bar every day and think you're going to get these benefits. It's just 1 ounce. And roughly the size of the end of the joint of your thumb. So it's about 1 to 2 squares a day. And really, it can be just enough at night after dinner to get that little bit of sweet tooth taken care of. But it can make a tremendous difference in your overall health if you stay consistent with it. And how hard is it to eat a couple of squares of chocolate a day? I mean, really? Pretty exciting. So, but that's what I love about foods, because so much we look at medicine and supplements to come in and save the day and be the silver bullet and come in and transform the way we feel. But reality is that so much lies in our foods. And as much as the wrong kinds of foods, and this happens often, as much as the wrong kind of food can put us in a deficit where we're really struggling, the right kind of foods can really make a difference. And they can really help us along the way. And they can really get us where we need to go as far as our health. But it's about making the right kind of decisions. And really, at the end of the day, that's what it's like that with anything. But it really is with our overall health. Go to our website, check it out. All kinds of information. And if you miss something on the show, typically you can find it there as we do a lot of our recaps. And then our new app is out, so check that out. where you can also listen to the show right there on your smartphone or your tablet anytime throughout the day. All kinds of great tips and tools that we can have to help you get the help that you need with your health. Coming up, more questions about your health. Also, I'm going to jump in. Got some calls. I see you there. And I've got some fitness tips to help you drop the weight you don't want to miss.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. But what are you struggling with? We want to help. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's all about making the best choices and decisions so you can thrive, so you don't have to be stuck. And remember, the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. Let's go to the phones, talk with Johnny. Hi, Johnny.
My issue I'm calling about, the main one is this past week, a few days ago, I had a blood spot in my eye when I woke up in the morning, and I looked up and I think it was called a subjunctival hemorrhage or something like that, and it's mostly gone away, a little bit next to the pupil still.
Yeah, it's really, those type of issues, pretty simple, and a very close friend of mine is a top ophthalmologist, and they'll even tell you that the sub conjunctival hemorrhages are pretty, they can happen when the vessels get weak. You can actually scratch the eye, rub your eye in the middle of the night, not even know it, and create that. The vessels could be a little bit weak in that area, and can cause it as well. But typically, the rule of thumb with blood in the eyes is if you can see the blood in the sclera, and you can really see it, typically it's not that big of a deal. If you can't see it, and you can only see it, and you see it internally in the eye upon exam, that's when it's a big deal. So that it, just keep in mind, it usually takes about, they say, 14 days for the blood to clear, for the body to reabsorb and to break down the fibrin and all that within the blood. So it typically takes about 14 days to do that, and it'll clear out on its own. But yeah, it can be scary. More than anything, it'll freak you out when you see the blood. It'll make you very concerned. Would anybody. But the good news is that typically the more you can see like that, the less dangerous it is. Our skin, of course, is our largest organ, if you didn't know. And there's a lot of issues that can cause skin damage. And, of course, wrinkles, redness, and even skin cancer can result by getting too much sun exposure. But before you stop getting out in the sun too much, here's a couple of things we need to talk about. So number one, the sun's the biggest cause of skin damage, we know for a fact. And, of course, Fermi Same, who is a dermatologist at Jefferson University Hospital in Philadelphia, said that the ultraviolet rays of the sun break down the collagen and elastin, which help to keep your skin looking very plump and smooth. It affects the melanocytes, which can lead to your changes in your skin pigmentation. And the aging effects of the sun eventually show in your skin as wrinkles or the age spots. Those are the brown spots, the little patches that show up, and possibly even skin cancer. So to avoid the skin damage can result by a lot of the damage in the sun, dermatologists advise staying out of the sun during the middle of the day when the sun's rays are the strongest and wearing protective clothing like a hat or broad-spectrum sunscreen, one that can protect against both types of harmful rays. And don't forget to reapply, too, about every 2 hours for maximum protection. Now, free radicals are another big deal. something we talk a lot about, but you know, a lot of people don't really know what they are. But the free radicals, of course, one of the ways the sun damages the skin through the production of harmful substances cause the free radicals. They can actually damage DNA, which is kind of our blueprint, and cause skin damage. But free radicals may even play a role in the development of skin cancer, they say. So some skin care products contain antioxidants like vitamin C and E that help to lessen the aging effects of the free radicals that they have on the skin. So eating plenty of fruits and vegetables which contain the antioxidants, especially like the berries, the broccoli, the carrots, and spinach, is really good for creating healthy skin. Now, obviously, avoiding cigarettes is a big deal, but because of the nicotine and the smoking in itself, it actually creates dehydration in the skin and has a tendency to wrinkle a lot easier. It's because smoking cigarettes causes all the blood vessels to constrict and they get more narrow. And the more that happens, the more it creates an aging process and creates the wrinkles. So if you're a big smoker, you're going to get more wrinkles. That's the bottom line. When you smoke, the skin gets less oxygen and less nutrients. Causes it to wrinkle, to sag. So the more you smoke, the more it's going to happen, period. So the bigger the number, the more skin damage you're going to have. Even the nicotine gum inhalers, lozenges, nasal spray, and patches can help you quit. So look into a viable option for you. Even acupuncture is great for kicking the habit. Now, irritants, too, are really important. So a lot of the chemicals in cleaning products, laundry detergents, can cause a lot of the red, irritated skin and allergies that people deal with. So you want to be careful with that. The easiest way to protect your skin from irritants is just to avoid the contact. Smiles and the frowns, a simple fact of your age, your skin loses elasticity and it doesn't snap back into place after you make a lot of the facial expressions. So as a result, your skin will show wrinkles even when you're not frowning or laughing. So no one would say to stop loving life, but again, that's where Botox comes in. So a lot of people jump onto the Botox wagon because it kind of freezes that area. So you might also consider using over-the-counter prescription wrinkle creams or other topical medications to smooth out the skin. Also, there's a host of procedures that are available to reduce the wrinkles, including the microdermabrasion and chemical peels, laser resurfacing, and, of course, injectable fillers like collagen. They can really minimize it, and they can. I mean, again, if you need it, do it. But at the end of the day, take good care of your skin with your nutrition, staying out of the sun, drinking plenty of water, getting plenty of green tea, which is great, and doing everything you can to take care of the largest organ on the body. Make sure to check out our website. There you can find all the information if you missed anything on the show. It puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.